The Minister of Agriculture, in collaboration with FAO, is holding a World Food Day 7. This day is a global day that everyone all over the world is celebrating. Under the theme, Change the Future for Migration, Invest on Food Security and Rural Development. This is the theme for the occasion. So the occasion is going to hold about 500 people from Cuba, from different ministries, the government officials and dignitaries and UN agencies and so many. And we have farmers who are going to declare their items because they are the rural people. So we'll see what they have declared because we are talking about food. So if we are talking about food, we have to include the farmers.
Yeah, Honorable, we understand that this conflict, ongoing conflict in South Sudan, has faced a lot of insecurity. The insecurity in the country, maybe a lot of farmers, they did not make it to cultivate this year. Do you think that there is enough food for South Sudanese?
There's not really enough food for South Sudanese simply because the farmers who are supposed to grow food are on to exile to neighboring countries because of insecurity in the farming area. So definitely this year there's going to be a lot of famine, and that's why it was declared by the president that there's famine in the country, and it's going to increase because more are fleeing to neighboring countries. There's no more farming. There's no security. There's insecurity in the farming area. So definitely the country is going to be stricken of hunger.
Yes, can you tell us the percentage, how many South Sudanese are facing food security?
At the moment, the statistics is there, but not in my hand. But I can say maybe half or a quarter. There's no statistics, but I don't have it in hand. But many of them are faced with hunger, whereby there's food availability, but there's no access. You know, they don't have the access to the food. They see the food, but they don't have the access. And then, as well, they don't have the affordability. They cannot buy. They see the food, but there's no buying power. So that means the food insecurity prevails.
And also we understand that these salaries, the government salaries, I mean worker salaries, are not in place for almost last 6 months or 4 months. And also the increase of the prices, food prices in the country. Do you think how the South Sudanese can survive in this situation?
South Sudanese are surviving for the people. They are surviving despite the serious situation in the country. There's food shortages, the cost of living in the market, everything in the market has gone high. The dollar has gone very high. People are not able to afford. People are living with the smallest amount that they have. And God is great. God is helping them to live. And about the salaries, it's true, people have gone for 4 months without salaries while the state maybe more. We don't know the reason. We don't know why. We are not made aware. We are not made to know why we are not getting our salaries. But we keep quiet as South Sudanese, as people who are nationalists. We keep quiet and we continue working. We don't do any strike. We just humbly continue working. But we expected that the salaries of the people of South Sudan are budgeted in the government budget. But surprisingly, we don't see it coming every month. So we have questions which are hanging without answers.
What the government doing and also to solve this old problem that you have already mentioned? What the stand of the government?
I cannot answer you fully because this question should go to the hierarchy people. But the government is trying its best to clear the salaries, I think, one by one. Not all, actually. One by one, then at least to make people survive, to make people really live. So it's trying to clear one by one, not really at a go.
Yes. Do you have a message, the last message that you want to send out as the global will celebrate the Food International Day?
Yes. I want to pass a message that based on the theme of the World Food Day. Because World Food Day is a very remarkable day in all over the world, and in particular South Sudan. The theme passes a message to South Sudan with challenges in three areas. One area is about the South Sudanese fleeing to neighboring countries because of insecurity, and the displaced also fleeing to neighboring countries, and even other citizens are fleeing because South Sudan is no longer a place to live. So we expect these people to come back. So what we want to do is the country should be having stability so that we will have a repatriation of the refugees who are in neighboring countries and abroad. Then we will have the reunion of these people back home. Then we will have the reintegration of these people back home. Then we will have, of course, relief. So we start with relief because by that time, because since there's famine in the country, the NGOs who are dealing with relief will give relief to them so that we come back in the country and start rebuilding the country so that food security will be prevailed in the country. As such, so that the farmers will be in their areas, then we'll take the town to the villages. Then South Sudan will have food for all.